Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump in New Hampshire, a sustained campaign, LA Times layoffs, and a pathway to citizenship. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump won the New Hampshire primary, the first time that a non-incumbent Republican has won both the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary. Of course, this is a very different election, but alas, first time that's ever happened. Trump is going to win by around 11 or 12 points or so. But Nikki Haley vows to fight on. She's not even competing in the Nevada caucuses in 2 weeks. And the next primary is next month in her home state of South Carolina. She was the governor, but her lieutenant governor, who is now governor, has endorsed Donald Trump. Both senators have endorsed Donald Trump, including Tim Scott, who was appointed senator by Nikki Haley. In the 538 average of all the polls in South Carolina, Donald Trump is up by 37 points. The U.S. military yesterday fired at Iranian-backed militias in Iraq. This is in retaliation for 17 ballistic missiles and rockets that were fired Sunday at our air bases that left four Americans with traumatic brain injuries. Meanwhile, in Yemen, the deputy spokesperson of the Pentagon, she said it's up to the Houthis when they decide to stop striking at us and international ships. International ships, except for Chinese ships, they're allowed to pass through. But it's up to the Houthis. She also said the U.S. is sending a strong message to the Houthis. Well, not strong enough, apparently. The Washington Post said, as the Houthis vow to fight on, U.S. prepares for sustained campaign. Another sustained campaign? There have been more than 150 rocket attacks on U.S. bases since October. I guess this is a new normal we're just supposed to get used to. The LA Times, the largest newsroom in the Western United States, laying off a quarter of its newsroom, 94 employees. Union members walked off the job last Friday to protest the layoffs. Didn't work. Didn't stop the layoffs. First union work stoppage in the paper's 143-year history. A senior editor at the LA Times quit, and two of the four managing editors as well. This newspaper is owned by a tech billionaire. He bought in 2018 and poured $1 billion into the newspaper. Kamala Harris, who, by the way, if Joe Biden wins next election, almost certainly will be president at one point, right? She said there's no question that our immigration system is broken. Oh, that's good. But she said the solution is putting more resources at the border to process people more efficiently and a pathway for citizenship. The choice between Trump and Biden Kamala on this issue could not be more clear. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, one of the unintended consequences of Donald Trump's dominance in the primary season is that political drama has vanished. Only the Supreme Court could deny Trump a place on the November ballot, and that nullification will not happen. So the television news operations, many of which have actually helped Trump by their nonstop loathing, will lose tens of millions of dollars in political ad revenue and lower audiences. The be careful what you wish for syndrome is vivid here. The media fervently wants Trump to lose, so it went full out corruption to make that happen. But Americans saw the coordinated, often dishonest attacks as insulting to them. Massive turnoff. Even Fox News, once a Trump tower of power, has now become suspect to many viewers. As far as President Biden is concerned, he is vanishing right before our eyes. There will be no vibrant campaign, no debate, few interactions with the press. Presidential election years usually mean big business for the media. Not this time. Super Tuesday? Not really. Conventions? Yawn. Only if Mr. Biden decides to retire will things change. And that could happen. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Gary, Bill DeSantis lost because once a lawsuit started against Trump, poll numbers shot up and DeSantis dropped. People wanted to support Trump over the fake accusations. Yeah, that's one reason, but it was bad campaign style for the governor, as I said. Now, in this country, with Donald Trump and Obama, and you know, huge, huge presences, you got to have some charisma out there. And Ron DeSantis is not a good public speaker. And that's what really doomed him. It's hard to listen to his message. It's a good message, I think. Marion Brady, Eureka, California. Just watch Good Morning America. They're making a big deal out of Trump having cognitive issues. I haven't seen this covered. Is it to throw mud on Trump? Of course it is. Trump's lucid. I mean, I know he's lucid. But he's getting up there. So he's going to make mistakes. He's going to confuse things, and that's just the way of the world. But he's lucid. I know. And if he wasn't, I would tell you. Dr. Dennis Wadja, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. What do you think about the JetBlue-Spirit Airlines merger? Well, the latest study says that JetBlue is the worst airline in the country. So why would you give the worst airline in the country the power to buy another airline? Is that an upgrade? So the federal government said, no, they're not going to give JetBlue the waiver to buy Spirit Airlines. I don't know Spirit Airlines. It's one of these smaller carriers. They have trouble. But I know JetBlue, okay? And I don't have any confidence. Now, they have a new CEO, a woman, JetBlue. So maybe things will get better. I don't know. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 15 years ago this week, President Barack Obama signed an executive order demanding the closure of a remote naval base on the island of Cuba. Despite this decree, the controversial camp remains open to this day. Here's the story of Guantanamo Bay. The U.S. gained control of the bay during the Spanish-American War. After seizing power in 1959, communist Fidel Castro tried to expel the U.S. Navy. He cut off water, electricity, but he would not launch any military operation because he knew attacking American troops would then lead to the USA invading Cuba. So the base kind of faded into obscurity until 2001. In the wake of the 9/11 attacks, President Bush the Younger selected the site for the detention of terrorist suspects captured overseas. They were flown to Guantanamo Bay. The camp was used by the Pentagon and other agencies for advanced interrogation, that means torture, reports of abuse and accusations of torture, many of which were true, angered some Americans. On January 22, 2009, just 2 days after his inauguration, Barack Obama ordered the closure of Guantanamo Bay. Said the president, quote, "The message we are sending around the world is that the United States intends to prosecute the ongoing struggle against terrorism and do so in a manner that is consistent with our values," unquote. Well, for the next 15 years, Congress successfully obstructed Obama's executive order. Republicans passed legislation blocking any foreign terrorists from being brought to the USA. And here's something else you might not know. At the height of the war on terror, 700 men were held at Guantanamo. Today, just 30 remain. The Biden administration has vowed to close the detention center before the end of Mr. Biden's first term, but that will not happen. Wait and see. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.